News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a half-built school lying idle just maybe 500 metres north of O'Connell Street is a lesson in the state's inability to get things done. That's according to Mick Clifford, special correspondent with the Irish Examiner, who joins us now. Mick, tell us what you discovered in relation to the school.
Yes, Shane. School of Sculver, it's a very long-standing Gaelic school, primary Gaelic school. It was originally in the Parnell Square area. It's been there, you're going back 40, 50 years minimum. They've been in a temporary accommodation for the last 23 years. And then there's a site on Dominic Street in the inner city that was regarded as perfect for a new purpose-built 16-classroom school. Like all these things, went out to tender. Tender came back for about 11.5 million, which was not, from everything I've heard, exceedingly low compared to the other tenders. That was 2023. Over the last 2 years, it has run into problem after problem. The estimated cost is now north of 22 million. A project manager was appointed. The site, they stopped work on it in the middle, 23rd of May, on the basis the department and the contractor were going through a conciliation process. And now we were reporting yesterday that last week the department have terminated the contract with the contractor. And the local TD Maria Sherlock from the Labour Party just described the department's performance in it as appalling. And it's just typical of a number of these infrastructure projects that for various reasons are simply not getting built. I mean, in this case, I was on the department, they cited unforeseen problems such as services attached to the nearby Lewis. Well, the Lewis has been there. Like, what could be unforeseen about the idea that you would have services buried there? And there's also an abutting protected structure that they said provided problems. Well, again, that was there. That didn't appear since the contract began. And, you know, it's just indicative of in so many different ways of how infrastructure is not getting completed. We're at a point nationally where there appears to be money for infrastructure, but getting the thing done for one reason or another continues to be a problem.
Okay. Is this, not that it's central to the story, is this a primary or a secondary school?
This is a primary school.
A primary school. So the building has stopped. Do we know if and when it's going to start again?
Well, that's the other problem. Originally, this school, for instance, was due to open its doors in September this year. Now people are saying on the basis that if the contract with the contractor is terminated, they'll have to re-tender for it. It could well be another 2 years. And that's, you know, there's also the possibility the contractor may be put out by what has happened, and who knows where that could end up. So you're talking about further delays. And it's indicative of that thing I'm talking about. And just a very quick example, you know, there's the wastewater treatment plant in North Dublin that's vital.
We mentioned it a lot on the show. I think it's been delayed by the courts since 2019, I think, from memory.
It is doubled or more in cost. And all of this, remember, in the middle of it, one judge described the reason that it was knocked back by the courts was a misstep in the planning process. Now, if a misstep can lead to that, you'd have to suggest we have a major problem with the way we go about trying to get things done. Stuff that's vital for the likes of housing in particular, but all manner of infrastructure.
Yeah, we absolutely do, Mick, no question about it. Really interesting insight into that school, just a little bit north of O'Connell Street, and a very uncertain future as to when and if and when it will be finished. Mick Clifford, special correspondent with the Irish Examiner, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.